beautiful Lord's Day. And truly, as we think about it, not only a beautiful Lord's Day, but a day that God has granted unto us, because He made every day for us. Not only the Lord's Day, which is Sunday, that we refer to it, but I'm glad He made every day originally, as He taught us in the creation account in the book of Genesis. And I'm thankful that every morning that I wake my eyes and see another day, I can look up and say, thank God that He's spared me once again. Because who knows, we close our eyes and sleep at night. We may not wake up in this world, but as a born-again child of God, I'm glad we can wake up in a new world. Thank God, be home with the Lord. So it's a joy to be able to be with you. And I do want to thank you for the invitation to come and be with you this morning in the service. And it's good to be able to see familiar faces and be able to see God's people still meeting together and carrying on in light of everything that's been going on in the past about year and a half, I guess, with all the COVID, the virus stuff, and then all the turmoil in our government and everything. It's a great joy to see God's people still wanting to carry on in the local New Testament church, and I certainly do appreciate that. And we come praying and hoping that we can just be a blessing to you, be of a help to you, and be an encouragement to us in these last days in which we live in. And certainly it's a time of turmoil and trouble every way that we turn. But I'm glad today that God is still God, seated on a throne, and nothing takes Him by surprise. God's not upset. God's not about to push the panic button. God knew what was going to take place and what was going to happen before the world ever began. And I'm glad He's still on the throne today, ain't you? So I trust that you'll pray for us for just a little while as we turn our thoughts now to the book of Psalms, number 77. If you'd like to turn with us in Psalms, number 77, I was reading across this the other day, and seemed like God just parked me on this and pointed out to me that this is what we need. So I just want to obey the Lord. And if you'd like to, if you can, and if you would, stand with us while we read just a few passages of Scripture from Psalm 77, and then you can be seated. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll try to get right into the message. But in Psalms number 77, I want to read beginning at verse number 1. The Bible says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. And He gave me ear and gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Let us have a word of prayer. Our gracious, eternal, heavenly Father, as we bow once again in Your divine, holy presence, Lord, I want to sincerely, humbly thank You for this most beautiful Lord's Day and this God-given privilege, Lord, to be able to assemble ourselves in the house of God. And I praise You and thank You, dear Lord, that we're able to come back to this place of worship at the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church once again. God, we thank You for their faithfulness. God, we thank You for their steadfastness. And we thank You, Heavenly Father, for their practice of walking with You in the Spirit of God and believing what the Scriptures teaches. I pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll bless them, strengthen them, encourage their hearts in these last days. And then, Lord, as we come to be with them this morning, God, as we look into the Word of God for just a little while, I pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll hide us behind the cross of Calvary. And Lord, today, if there's someone that's lost and undone without You in the congregation, I pray, God, that You'll speak to that heart as only You can, Lord. Then I pray today, God, that if there's someone struggling with an issue in their lives, God, I pray that you'll help them, Lord, that they might have a settled peace about it and just trust you. Now, Father, I pray that you'll recall Scripture's to remembrance and help us, Lord, forgive us wherein that we have failed you. Help us with our inability, God, that we might speak that you would speak through us to your people. In Jesus' name we humbly pray, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, for just a little while, as we look at this psalm, Psalms number 77, for just a little while this morning, I trust that you'll pray for us and help us in your prayers as we look into the Scriptures for just a little while. And we'll try to not be lengthy or anything like that, but we just want to mind the Lord and just try to be what God would have us to be. And if we'll mind the Lord, then God will take care of everything. Amen. If we'll just listen to him, then he can help us. And that's what we want to do as we look into the Word of God and look at this individual here as they cried unto God with their voice. And I want to use that for just a little while as about a cry unto God in the midst of trouble. And notice as we look at this, he plainly stated here that he was absolutely crying unto God, and it was a day of trouble. And we find that as he was talking about this and it began to be stated here, that none of us, including the writer here and ever who this fellow was, none of us are exempt from trouble. It all comes. We're all human and we live in a sinful world, and we're going to have to face problems, troubles, trials, temptations across this our lifespan, ever how long it'd be here. We don't know how old this fellow was. We don't know what kind of trouble he was experiencing. There's no specific details about this, but there's one thing that was made clear about this individual, that he did not forget about God. In his day of trouble, his day of problems, his day of trials and temptations and everything that was against him, brother, he didn't forget about God. And boys, as we think about this, that's a great testament in itself unto us as individuals, unto us as Bible-believing local New Testament churches, and then even unto us as American citizens in our country. Well, there's trouble every way you turn, not only as an individual. We face many things that we've never faced before. Brother, we have to deal with things that a lot of our forefathers never had to deal with and addressed issues in life. Brother, there's going to be troubles, but let's don't forget about God. Amen. Brothers, we think about our local New Testament churches. Brother, we're faced with more issues and more things that we have to deal with that they, like our older generation of people had, they didn't have to deal with a lot of the things that we're having to go through with. Who would have ever thought that, brother, in the last year and a half and this COVID virus stuff that's, brother, that has taken the world by storm, who would have ever thought, brother, that we'd have to deal with it in such a manner? I'll tell you what, I never would have thought it, and I've never seen anything like that we've had to go through with. But brother, in light of it all, let's don't forget about God. Then as we think about our country, brother, I'll tell you what, I'm glad to still be an American citizen, ain't you? Even though, my friend, that we're seeing of the changes and everything that's coming unto our country, My friend, I still thank God that I'm still able to live, brother, in this country, on the face of this earth. But brother, in the last few years, the last administrations and everything that's come, we've seen the downhill slide of our country, my friend, going away from God. Oh, how I wish today that as a whole, my friend, that our country would remember God in the midst of their trouble, brother, that we're in today. I'll say this today, my friend, that it cannot continue to degrade and go down and down and away from God and still survive. I'll tell you one thing today, my friend. I'd love to see our country turn around, brother, and get back to God, brother, like it was at one time. I see a lot of our churches, my friend, that's turning away from the Bible and away from God. Brother, how I'd love to, like that song says, the old time way that you was singing. Oh, thank God for the old time way, don't you? Brother, I wouldn't trade it, my friend, for modernism and liberalism and all these new man-made ways that's coming. Brother, I'll tell you one thing today. Thank God I'm not ashamed to be an all-time Christian, saved by the grace of Almighty God, born again by the Spirit of God. I'm not ashamed, thank God, to be a God-called preacher of the gospel. Thank God, preaching the Word of God. Thank God, I'm not ashamed of the King James Bible. My friend, that we hold dear unto our hearts. And then as an individual, thank God, I'm not ashamed, my friend, to still be someone, thank God, that can stand up for the glory of God and still proclaim, thank God, what it's all about to be a human being saved by the grace of God and serving Him. Oh, I see the changes and the problems and the troubles and the trials and the temptations. But in the midst of it, my friend, I don't want to forget about God. If you forget about Him, then my friend, you have no one else you can turn to. There's no one else that has the answer for us. I'll tell you one thing today, my friend. If people would repent and come back to God like they used to love Him and serve Him, I'll tell you one thing, my friend. Life would be different and things would go better than it ever has been. But in the midst of it all, don't forget about God. As we begin to think, I just want to give you about three things here in Psalms number 77, rather concerning this individual. As he remembered God in his day of trouble. Now in the first 9 verses, my friend, we see that he was expressing his dilemma. Boy, you know, every once in a while when you meet up with someone, brother, we begin to converse and talk about everything that's going on. My friend, and that's commonly the way the psalmist was doing here. He was talking about the trouble, and he was talking about how that he had cried unto God, and talking about even in verse 4, he said, mine eyes, you said you're holding mine eyes from waking. He was losing sleep over it. He says, I'm so troubled that I cannot speak.
Don't it just blow your mind sometimes, my friend, to see what's going on? And we cannot even find words, brother, to describe, brother, what's going on today. I'm going to tell you one thing, my friend. Brother, there's nothing wrong with expressing about the trouble of our day, regardless what it is. And then notice, but what he began to say, I've considered the days of old. He began to reflect back. Boy, many times we talk about the old time ways, how it used to be, and how more peaceful that it used to be, and things was better, things was different. Yes, there's nothing wrong with reflecting back upon our youth and the way that he was raised and everything like that. But let me say this today. Don't forget about what God said. He said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. I'm going to say this today, my friend. Brother, don't expect, brother, things to clear up and get better. My friend, it's going to get continually worse and worse every passing year that we live. But don't forget about God. Oh, my friend. Brother, a lot of people, they're putting their trust in their intellectual being, that man could come up with some kind of a better plan and get things better. I'll say this, you can't improve on God's plan. My friend, you can't get better than what God says about it. My friend, mankind wants to depend upon, brother, even a government, brother, to help them out. Oh, I'll tell you one thing today, my friend. Our government, brother, they don't have the answer. Thank God, God's got the answer. If they would just turn to him. My friend, yes, it used to be better when we was growing up. I think of a lot of things in my youth. And I grew up, I've got four little grandchildren, and I hate for them to have to grow up in this mess that I'm a sin. But I'm a teaching them about the Lord. Thank God, I'm telling them about God and preaching to them. And that's all I can do, is set the example before them. And when they come to the age and pray, God, get a hold of them and save them and keep them from this ungodly society that we're living in. Oh, today, my friend, God is our only hope. Don't forget about him.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm the youngest one of my grandchildren. He's a little firecracker. And his teacher asked him the other day, said, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, I want to be a preacher like my papa. Praise God. I feel sorry for him. But I'll tell you what, I'm thankful that they notice. Brother, I appreciate that. Even my oldest one, he just turned 9. Boy, he come, got up to bed with me one evening, and he come in and said, Papa, when I grow up, I want to be a preacher just like you. Hallelujah to God. I hope God calls them. I hope God will preach them. If time will stand, I still believe as long as we're here, God will provide. Thank God, men that will stand and preach the word of God. in the day of trouble, don't forget about God.
Amen.
Now, I've got three boys and little grandchildren. There's three boys and a little girl. And that little girl better not come up to me and say, "Papa, I want to preach just like you." Boy, I'll have to tell her different.
Amen.
But that's all right. At least she's seeing something different than what the world's offering. But what I'm saying, he reflected in the days of old, the years of ancient times. And he said, "I call to remembrance my song in the night." Boy, I love to go by every once in a while when the place where God saved me, September the 25th on a glorious Monday morning. Thank God on that old man's front porch that was witnessing to me. Boy, God put a song in my heart. Thank God and saved me by his grace. Boy, I love to call that to remembrance. Thank God and rejoice and enjoy that. But then notice verse 7 through verse number 9. He asked his six questions. Now there's nothing wrong, my friend, in asking questions about why is this happening to me? It's not like you're mad at God over anything. That's not what it's about. All that's in the back of our minds, isn't it? My friend, we ask, why am I having to face this as an individual or as a church? Why are we facing everything that's going on? And then as our country is facing, brother, the changes that's coming, why does our country have to go through these things? I ain't got the answer, and my friend, but I'm glad God's got the answer. Prophetical things has to be fulfilled. And we happen to be the victims of Bible prophecy being fulfilled before our eyes. Look up. God ain't forgot about us. His mercy is still rich. It's still great. He's still favorable to all of his people. He still loves his people and loves lost sinners. Now repent. Let's continue on for God. Don't forget about him. Oh, my friend, you can look. He says the first question, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doeth his promise fail forever? Thank God he's never reneged upon any promise he's ever made. Hath God, verse 9, forgotten to be gracious? God's never forgot anything. Ain't that something about our God? He don't forget one word. He don't forget nothing. He says, hath he in anger shut up his mercy? I'll tell you what, it's only the mercies of God that we're still here today. I told somebody one time, I said, they just better thank God I'm not God. I'd probably done wiped them off the face of the map. Huh? That's just how I feel about some of this liberal crowd, my friend, that's destroying our country, and the way they're doing going against our churches, and the way they're trying to brainwash our youth, my friend, in these higher educational facilities. I'll tell you one thing today. They better thank God I'm not God. Rather, I'm glad he's still gracious and mercy. And he's still extending it. Even in the midst of trouble, thank God he's still got mercy. and said, her friend, if you're here this morning and you're lost without God, I beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, run to the throne of grace that you might find mercy. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 16, if I'm not mistaken, let us approach the throne of grace that we might find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. Oh, today, my friend, don't forget about God. Run to him before it's too late. Because one day it will be too late, sinner friend, for you to have help at the throne of grace. So today, my friend, as we express our dilemma that we're living in, my friend, there's nothing wrong with revisiting the past, how it used to be, and thank God, let's remember, my friend, how that God is still gracious to us, even in the midst of this mess we're living in. But then when you come to verse number 10 through verse number 12, I see something else. Verse 10 through 12, notice what he says. My friend, in verse 10, and I said, after he got done talking and talking about how it was, notice he said, this is my infirmity. In other words, he says, this is my anguish, what I'm dealing with. He says, notice, my friend, now he's not only expressing, brother, his dilemma, but now, my friend, he's going to exercise his desire. Notice, my friend, he says, but I will. Do you know God made us as free moral agents? And my friend, we can choose, brother, what we want to do. If you want help from God, he can give it. Oh, he don't deny anyone that comes to his throne through his darling son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need help, thank God, remember him and come to him. My friend, whatever it may be, he says, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High, who seated at the right hand of Almighty God. Thank God it's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God the Bible says, thou art my son, in whom I am well pleased. And he's telling the world, hear ye him. Yes, when you come to God, you have to come through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and listen to what God's got to say. Hallelujah. I'm glad, I'm not trying to be mean when I say this, I'm glad I don't have to go through the Pope. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to go through those religious fellas wearing them robes, regardless what denomination they profess to be with. I'm glad, thank God, as an individual, I can come directly to Almighty God through his Son. Jesus said, I am the way, John chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm glad God said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, there is one mediator between God and men, plural. He says then, the man, singular, Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, there ain't but one intercessor. There ain't but one way to get to God through a day of trouble. Thank God, and it's through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and no other way. Hallelujah. No other way. I want you to notice, He said, at the right hand, I'll remember the one. Then in verse 11 and 12, I will. See, He's expressing His desire. He had a choice. Now, if you don't want to come to God, you don't have to. God ain't going to make you. God ain't going to force you. He says, but if you want to, you can come. He said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Boy, ain't God able to do anything. The Bible says with God, all things are possible. Oh, you know, when they say, when God saved me, a lot of that crowd was saying, well, I give Dennis about 6 months and he'll be back on the dance floor. I give him a few weeks and he'll be running the roads again. I'll tell you what, that's been almost 43 years ago. Woo, glory! God gave me eternal life. He didn't give me 6 months. He didn't give me a few weeks. He didn't say, as long as you can hold out and hold on. He said, I've given you eternal life, and no man can pluck you out of my hand. Hallelujah to God. I'm saved by the grace of God forever and forever throughout all eternity, in spite of the devil's cloud. They can criticize, do all they want to. But God gave me eternal life. Thank God forever. Boy, ain't that a great work. How God changes an old sinner and names him as a saint. And I'll tell you what, I may not look and act perfect, neither do you. But I'll tell you one thing. Thank God when He saved me, He made a new creature out of me. Through His Son, I've been changed and all things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. What a work that God has done. And if He done it for me, He'll do it for anybody. Glory to God, He's no respecter of person. I remember that work that God done. Surely I remember His wonders of old. I will meditate, He says, on all thy work and talk of thy doings. I tell you what, I love to tell people about how I got saved. I didn't get saved in church. I got saved on a man's front porch. And let me tell you something today. It's just as real if I would have been on the altar praying in the church. God met with me that morning, convicted me, and drawn me, and saved me by His amazing grace. Thank God I love to meditate upon it and tell others about it, how God has changed me. And boy, you used to be, you couldn't drag me up in front of a bunch of people to give a book report in school. I mean, I was so shy and everything, you couldn't have done that. And I'll tell you what, when I first got married, I hadn't announced my calling yet. I was almost ready, but I hadn't announced my calling yet. And I'll never forget it. And I told them, I said, you better look at this. I had a 3-piece vested suit, dressed up, getting ready to get married. You know how we are. So I was pretty, boy. I mean, I was a pretty, I had even had color in my hair back then. You ain't got much left. But boy, I was going around. I said, you better take a good look at this. And I was showing off my three-piece vested suit. I said, you'll never see me like this again. That was about a month before I announced my calling. You see, I had to get her get married to me before I announced my calling. She'd have probably never agreed to marry a Baptist preacher. But anyway, ever since then, thank God I'm not ashamed, my friend, of the calling of God, and brother, to go wherever the door opens and preach the gospel for the glory of God. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying, my friend, it's wonders what God can do if people will remember him in a day of trouble and come and get help from God. So he exercised his desire. You see, he expressed his dilemma in the first 9 verses. Then verse 10 through verse number 12, he exercised his will. If you want to, you can get help from God in the midst of your trouble. You sure can, as an individual, as a church, or even as our country. I believe if our country would repent and come back to God, I believe God would show mercy. I believe that. But then notice, my friend, when he comes to verse number 13 through the remainder of the chapter, we see the last thing that he's talking about. And he's talking about now how he exalts, my friend, his deity. You know, everybody in the world probably worships something. They may not worship the true and living God, but there's something that they worship. Something that they so desire that they give all of their life's being and their attention unto it. So you see, my friend, as we come to the last few verses here, he's going to exalt the deity in his life. Let's find out who the deity was. In verse 13, thy way, oh God. Oh, let me tell you something today. My friend, the Almighty God that sitteth on his throne in heaven. Thank God, the God of these scriptures. My friend, he alone is my deity. The one that I worship in spirit and in truth. He's the one that I want to exalt to this lost and dying world today. Yes, there's many gods, but there's only one true living God that can help you in a day of trouble. Thank God, I'm glad we can call upon him, cry unto him, and express our dilemma, and then, my friend, come to him, brother, with everything in our being, and he'll hear. Hallelujah. He may not act just when you pray. He may not act and do the way you want him to, but I'll tell you one thing. He's a God that's listening. Amen. To the prayers and to the cries of his people today. You go back to the book of Exodus. And brother, the Exodus opens up how that the children of Israel cried, my friend, unto God in their burdens. And God heard them. And what did God do? He sent a Moses. He sent a deliverer, thank God, to help them, my friend, in the time of their trouble. Boys, let me tell you something today. I'm glad there's only one God that'll help you. If you're lost and undone without him, there ain't but one God, the God of these scriptures, that can help you. If you're troubled as a saint of God, there ain't but one God that can help you. As a church, there ain't but one God that can help us today. And thank God he'll hear and listen. Notice, not only has he named him as God, but he's in the sanctuary. Who is so great as God, our God? You do wonders and declare strength among the people. Now, in verse 14, down through verse 15, we find that rather he's talking about how great God is, rather that is able to deliver his people from human opposing forces. I'm going to tell you something today. My friend, we're living in a day and a time when the devil and all the bloodhounds of hell, brother, is unleashing the forces of evil through human beings that's over us, my friend, to come in opposition to us. But thank God he said, God's able to redeem his people, deliver them. Let me tell you something today. I don't care how hot the battle may get. I don't care what the devil may do against us as an individual or a church or a country. God will ultimately deliver us. I believe that. Thank God he sent Moses to deliver the people of God from Egyptian bondage. And brother, he'll certainly listen and send delivering hand against the opposing forces of humanists, those humans that hates God and mocks God. I've never seen a time, my friend, the mockers is everywhere today. Brother, you can read and hear about stories where they're trying to shut down churches. My friend, all across the world today, especially up in Canada, I've been in touch with some of them over in China, how that they have to secretly meet and how the police will come in. I'll tell you one thing. I read about one church and heard about it that they even went in, expelled them, and had a locksmith with them, changed the locks on the building, and they can't even get in their own building. God help our society that is so anti-God that they're doing everything they can against the church. I'll tell you one thing today, hallelujah. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The church of the living God, it's a going up. It's not going down. Hallelujah. I'm a feeling good, ain't you? Praise God. Like one old preacher said, he said, I feel so good, I believe I could charge hell with a water pistol. I ain't that brave. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm glad for the delivering hand of God. Amen. From the opposing human forces that comes against us. Now, when you turn to verse 16 through verse number 20, there's another opposing force that was seemingly in controversy against God's people. The Bible said, the waters saw thee. The waters, O God, saw thee. They were afraid. The depths were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sand. The arrows went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Notice verse 19, 20. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path is in great waters. Thy footsteps are not known. Verse 20, thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. I'll tell you one thing today, my friend. Even the natural opposing forces of nature could not my friend, withstand the help of God. God sent help to the people of his people in Egypt, and they come to the Red Sea. How are we going to get across, Moses? And God told Moses, said, you lift up your rod, I'll make a way. He lifted up that rod, and the waters parted. The children of Israel went across on dry land, got on the other side, and they sang a song of deliverance. Let me tell you something today, my friend. I don't care what comes against us. As the people of God, one day he'll shout from on high and say, it's enough. Come on home. And the skies will part, and we'll leave this world, and we'll sink on the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. I feel like running a race this morning. I'll tell you what, it seemed like almost I didn't see the checkered flag. Thank God as I'm coming down the home stretch, don't you? I'll tell you what, the way I'm seeing everything unfold and taking place, it won't be long. It won't be long. God's going to get us out of this trouble. Oh, yes, he will. He's always had a way to deliver his people in a day of trouble. So don't forget about God. As an individual, don't forget God's our help. As a church, don't forget God is your help. And then I wish that our country would remember God. He's our help. Oh, he's our help today. And I wonder today, as we bow our heads for just a moment, and I don't know how you normally do, but maybe if someone would like to come to the instruments and play something, that'll be okay, or just whatever you do, it'll be fine with me. Fine with me. There might be somebody that needs help today. And if you need help, then I want you to come. I want you to come. I didn't really get into one portion of this message that I wanted to explain and bring forth. That's all right. If God would have wanted me to, he would have reminded me of it. But nevertheless, I've tried to mind the Lord. You know, as a young'un growing up, I was taught to mind my parents. Because I'll tell you what, if I didn't mind my mom and daddy, they had a stick. And brother, I'll tell you what, they'd use it and keep me in line. And as I try to serve my Heavenly Father, I've tried to preach what I felt like God spoke to my heart about. If you're here today and you need help in this day of trouble, I beg you, will you come to the Lord and leave it at the feet of Jesus? Let us all stand to our feet, if you don't mind, please. While they play softly,